My name is Brandon Bright. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, and we're at Impact DFW. We educate about HIV, which is very prominent in our community, and we come up with ways to protect our sexual health. I am HIV positive. I moved to Houston, Texas in 2007, got introduced to drugs, and you know, with that comes sex and then just, you know, not thinking clearly. So when I found out, I wasn't surprised. I really wasn't surprised. Luckily, I had a good friend of mine who was going through the same thing, and he encouraged me to go get tested. I remember going to the clinic and, you know, I did the mouth swab thing, and the guy was like, well, what do you think you are? And I was like, well, I see I'm positive. You know, it was like, do you need any help? I mean, how do you feel? I was like, I feel fine. After I got on the medication and got everything taken care of and got myself connected to services, that's when I told my mom and my sister, and they were very open about it. My mother was a little bit more open about it than I thought she would be, because it would get to the point to where she would say, hey, taste this. And I'd be like, well, let me get another sponge. She'd say, boy, I know I can't get it because, you know, I did my research, and that made me feel more at ease that she took the time to educate herself, because I personally kind of felt like, okay, people are thinking that I'm gross now, and that's not how they received it because they love me. I wish someone would have reached out to me and told me, let me help you. I do know that people were talking amongst each other, and I felt that they probably just pushed me away even more. You know, I think I probably was crying out for help, but I didn't want to say, help, help me, I'm on drugs. You know, that doesn't feel good. But I think everybody knew the signs. It took me to kind of forgive people for that. You know, I know it sounds crazy, but I personally, you know, anybody that knows me know that, hey, I will have a conversation because I love you. Nothing that I say is of malicious intent. And I think had somebody reached out and said, Brandon, what the hell is going on with you? I think I would have perceived that. But nobody did that to me. Peace. I love that word, peace. Peace is, what peace means to me is forgiving. Forgiving others, forgiving yourself, and being hopeful towards something. And I think all of that will bring you peace. I can honestly say that I'm at peace. I can say that right now. And I can say that right now because when I think back to where I come from and what I'm doing now, I'm still broke, but I have peace. I'm hopeful. You know, my goal is to, you know, be more out into the community and helping them, whether it's with HIV and AIDS and educating. I definitely want to. I wish one day we could get into the schools. I really think that's where it starts. So that's a goal of mine. My goal is to have more activities for gay and bi men of color here in the Fort Worth area, the Tarrant County area. That's my goal. And everything, hopefully, I keep saying the ripple effect, all things, they work together, man.